Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Monday, 18th of April, and another hot, humid, partly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 32 degrees Celsius. But forecast for today says brilliant sunshine and partly cloudy and very warm over the night, with temperatures ranging from low 29 to high 35, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Humidity on 82%, maximum ultraviolet index 11, extreme. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, visible on 88%. Adishakti is still celebrating Venepani Chawla's birthday, and on Saturday 23rd at 7:30 p.m. we will see Pia Berupia, a play by the Company Theatre from Mumbai, and that was actually award-winning play adapting 12th Night of Shakespeare by R.J. Mantra, who was volunteering with us on the radio. On Sunday 7:30 p.m. How Cow, Now Cow, a play by Sandbox Collective from Mangalore. On 19th of April at 4:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion, invitation from the Russian Pavilion Group to all those who are following the development of the international zone and wishes to participate in manifesting the mother's dream about cultural pavilions of nation souls. They are saying that the Russian Pavilion Group, by the agreement with the International ZOR Coordination Group, has taken up the challenge of planning the whole area of the Eastern European and ex-USSR countries. The task is huge, and at this point, representatives of each country nation involved in the work of manifesting its pavilion have to come together and work out a harmonious plan. As a group, they believe in professionalism and collaboration and care for the general architectural and landscape concept of the entire area. Russian architect Sergei Komienko is working with them, and he waits for the suggestion from the pavilion groups to be incorporated in a general plan. So they're inviting all representatives of the countries: Abkhazia, Albania, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, Estonia, Georgia, Hungary, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Macedonia, Moldova, Montenegro, Nagorno-Karabakh, Romania, Russia, Serbia, Slovenia, South Ossetia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, Uzbekistan. Otherwise, on 22nd of April, Friday, at Matri Mandir between 6:45 to 7:30 p.m., music and meditation for the full moon rise, O Lord, O My Life, by Rabindranath Tagore. Recorded music. Access only from the office gate. On 24th of April, Sunday, collective meditation under the banyan with the title A Harmonious Collective Aspiration Can Change the Course of Circumstances and the Mother, with an inspiration to crystallize the collective attention and consciousness towards securing the remaining physical base of Auroville, and we are invited by LFIU, Acres for Auroville, and Green Acres. On Friday 22nd, which is also on Earth Day, we are invited at Dreamers Cafe in Visitor Center to take a pledge for the environment. We can come and learn how to make our own washable cloth pad, and we are welcome to join them for our drop-in pads teaching session facilitated by the lovely ladies of EcoFam in a friendly atmosphere. On Saturday, 23rd of April at Kripa at 7:30 p.m., we are invited by Auroville Theatre Group to celebrate Shakespeare's 400th anniversary. For those who would like to try a speech of Shakespeare's, they will have copies of famous monologues available for you. And a special guest appearance by Photon from Bangalore with Macbeth, which is a work in progress. And a special sing-along of Brush Up Your Shakespeare with lyrics. You can check it out on YouTube. And here's an encouraging news from City Transport, saying that the City Transport's offering now a free shuttle within city area. They've been operating as a quick pickup and drop shuttle service for the last 2 years, running on pre-passengers rates. So at the time of the Tamil New Year, they decided to take a small leap towards the future, and they become a free service for trips within the city area. That means that we will be able to hop on and off according to our needs, and it will be still operating on a call-up basis, as well as running regular routes, meaning that you can call to come and pick you up and to take your destination. But they are also thinking about to start running regular routes at certain times. That needs to be worked out as they go along, when they will see which routes are most needed and what time of the day. for example, to and from Solar Kitchen at lunchtime. They are available between 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and you can contact them on 262-2611 or 948-7650951. From Kula Palayan Culture Center comes an announcement to the community members that at the end of this month they are organizing a 5-day summer camp for the village children of Kula Palayan Culture Center with many valuable activities like gardening, sport, awareness programs, outing, visiting our village units, trips, crafts, games, and etc. And the students will benefit quite a lot from those activities and their summer holiday will become meaningful for them. If you would like to participate as a volunteer or would like to contribute something through money or willing to provide some supplies, write to them or you can call them and you can participate on the financial service account number 1002609. Accessible bus, which is accessible to all. That means that everybody will be able to use it. People who have no physical problems, wheelchair users, mothers with buggies, people with temporary or permanently reduced mobility included. The differently able residents and guests who want to use the bus must call once a day or 1 hour in advance and they will be picked up at their community. Bus pass is for 10 entries, 420 rupees, so which means each entry for 42 rupees. The bus passes are available at both financial service, aspiration and town hall. But those who won't have a bus passes, they could also sign the blue sheet. And the trips would be from Monday to Saturday, starting at 8:20 from Verite and coming back at lunchtime at 12 from Ganesh Temple. On Wednesday, Friday and Saturday at 4:20 p.m. starting at Verite and coming back at 8:10 p.m. from Ganesh Temple from Pondi. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen the teaching of the flowers, the life and the work of the mother of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, film made by Loretta. At Cinema Paradiso Eco Film Fest is going on. They start at 16th with a beautiful movie from Colombia. And today at 8 p.m. we can see In the Weeds, Economics of Happiness, made in USA, Nicaragua, France, Germany, UK, Australia, India, Thailand, Japan, China in 2011, by writer and director Helena Norberg. Tomorrow we will see documentary biography In the Weeds, Chasing Ice, made in USA in 2012 by director Jeff Orlowski. On Wednesday, another biography documentary, In the Weeds, Cave Digger, Nagaland in Challenging but Cavett Digger, made in USA in 2013 by director Jeffrey Carroll. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "This erring race of human beings dreams always of perfecting their environment by the machinery of government and society. But it is only by the perfection of the soul within that the outer environment can be perfected. What thou art within, that outside thee thou shalt enjoy. No machinery can rescue thee from the law of thy being." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.